Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. I am so excited to be back on the air. We've been so busy doing the virtual world, best practices in education and Second Life. The event started on March 9th, and today was a special panel made up of members of the nonprofit Commons. So part of the show, I'm going to let you guys listen in to the conversation we were having earlier today. And then yours truly was also one of the panelists, which was really amazing. But as always, thank you to all the listeners and followers on Twitter and Pinterest. This week we had quite the lineup. And since you guys have been listening to me and actually sending me things to play on the air, I'm going to be introducing a new musician, Trisette, who is an Australian singer, songwriter, pianist. And she has a great CD that's out and a wonderful website. So she's been really busy. A lot of great videos on YouTube. So keep sending these amazing things to me. And as I promised, because it's International Women's Week, I'm calling it week, but it's really one day, and it's Women's History Month, this whole month, I'm going to be playing music by female musicians. So even though I'm going to talk about some of my other favorite musicians out there, like James Almost, but I'll definitely plug in all my favorite female singers as well. So this month we started out with Women of the World. So you guys get a little taste of music from different part of the country, a little French here, and then I give you guys some Brazilian, and I think I ended up with some Indian, so that was really awesome. So it's a nice fusion of sounds and cultures, and I really love the group. So before the show is over, you get to hear about Trisette, and then hear one of her songs that you can find directly on her website. I've been listening to it all day, and it's Trisette. TRYSETTE.com. So earlier today, Virtual Worlds, Best Practices in Education is going on still right now. I needed a little break because when you're doing a panel, it's always nerve-wracking, even if you know what you're doing. So today, the panel was made up of, let's see, we had Cheyenne Wyanon, who is the community manager for the Nonprofit Commons in Second Life. We had Buffy, Zinnia, Brenna, and then Cohen was the other member. And so it was really great just hearing from everyone, sharing their stories. And every Friday, this is what we do anyway. Every Friday, all the different representatives from different nonprofits, we come together, we have a meeting, there's a presenter, and then we have this mentor meeting that happens after the official meeting. And so people can come in, participate, listen in, or read, because we typically do it a chat. And today we did a combo of voice, and luckily somebody was transcribing during that process as well. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to switch things up a little bit. I'm going to go straight to Trisette instead of the panel discussion, just to warm up a little bit. And she has a great song called Feel So Pretty. So here's Trisette.
I get the feeling that you never wasted time. And even though you still somehow fell in line, I get the feeling that you never quite believed. You just couldn't see looking over your shoulder. And it's a lonely life inside a bubble. I wonder if you're cross before your trouble. Remember me, remember how I loved you. You must know me, surely I still do. And you must know, surely I still do. Drowning in my dreams of night, the head of sight, no mind. You go about your day anyway, you all my ghosts come out to play. As a lonely life inside a bubble, I wonder if you're possible trouble. Remember me, remember how I love you. You must know, surely I still do. You must know, surely I still do.
All right, that was Trisette. And the song is You Must Know. I've been listening to Feel So Pretty all day long, and I thought Feel So Pretty. So I'll end the show with Feel So Pretty, which also has a beautiful video on YouTube that goes with that song. Again, it is Trisette, who is a beautiful musician out of Australia. And currently, though, you guys can get all these songs. You can buy them and listen to them directly on her website. Tons of information. She's on Twitter. And you guys can follow her there and see where she's going to be next. She seems to do everything. Plays the piano, sings. Very busy collaborating with so many different musicians. Trisette, www.trisette.com. All right, so let's go back to the VWBPE. Again, this is a conference that encourage different communities to come together. So it is a global grassroots community event that's focused on education in immersive virtual environments. And so there have been tons of workshops since March 9th, and the event is going to come to an end tomorrow. And so everything is in full swing. There's a lot of different sessions, but of course in between, there are some great networking opportunities as well. As I mentioned, the panel happened earlier today, and I won't share what I said. So I think Zinnia is the one who's going to be talking about what else we do in virtual world besides the Friday meetings that I mentioned. There are tons of events coming up this month. And so if you are not in Second Life, you still have a chance to participate and join us and be part of our community. We are always welcoming new members to Second Life. So let's see what Zinnia had to say earlier today about what she's been doing in Second Life.
The events, besides our weekly mains from Friday morning, you know, starting off with Wharf Rats, which was on Tuesday evenings, and Corin and Brenna hosted that. And, you know, having another event that people can participate was an opportunity for people to mix and mingle, make friends, and so forth. And then we added Common Ground, which gave me an opportunity to use my skills as an event coordinator and decorator, of course, to every week, you know, come up with a different theme, which gave people an opportunity to, again, gain new skills, learn to build, make new outfits, go shopping, which we all know gives us skills. But at the same time, you know, building these this event, doing Wharf Rats, and also fundraising events really does bring people together. I believe in developing community events in order to facilitate community all the more. And what I found was that in doing this, it also gave us opportunities to do things in the physical world. For example, at the Second Life Community Conference in 2009, that was when I got to meet a number of our members. And Corin and Ethelred and I did a panel about how, you know, doing community events actually builds community. It actually creates inclusion. It not only makes awareness, but it gives us a chance to teach people how to use the space. And
so that was Xenia. Xenia is one of our mentors. She's an educator. She brings her students into Second Life all the time, and she makes sure that we also socialize and network and find out what we are doing. So once a month, there's a special event that she hosts that is with a color theme. And so this month, I believe it's going to be green. So everybody comes, you wear that color, and it's just a fun way to really interact with one another and really find out what people are doing. And so this month, we'll be doing that as well. So one of these days, I've been inviting Xenia to come on the show for a while, but I know she's super busy with teaching and doing a lot of creative work. She's also part of a gallery coalition as well. So people are doing all sorts of amazing things to connect virtual reality to people in different fields. And for more information on this conference, you can go to vwbpe.org. You can see the program, everything that's going on today. We have a program going on through 7 p.m. SLT. Today we have the Avatar Repertoire Theater presenting North of Boston. That's going to be at 7 p.m. SLT. There's a red carpet champagne reception at 6 p.m. SLT. And then at 4 p.m. SLT, which is actually in about 6 minutes, they're going to be doing the Machinima Showcase in Second Life. So very busy. So, and then tonight, I'm going to probably pop to Nashville Row to see James Almost, who's going to be performing at 7 p.m. SLT. Last night, he performed at the Seaside Lounge for his weekly gig at 7 p.m. SLT. And so tons going on. The other cool program going on in Second Life right now is the Fashion for Life in support of Relay for Life in Second Life. This is the 10th year putting this together for all the fashion lovers together. This is such a wonderful way to support an amazing cause and get your shopping on. And I'm telling you, even in virtual world, retail therapy is real. So people really shop to get some great deals. So designers are coming together and people are going to be coming together. And this event kicked off on March 6th and it's going to be going on until March 20th. So plenty of time to get involved and enjoy this wonderful cause. The theme this year is That's Entertainment. And they have a wonderful blog. You can go to fashionforlifesl.com. So you can see when the different activities are going on. So they have a great clothing fair. More than 150 designers are participating. Live music, DJs, photo contests, fashion shows, treasure hunts, and so much more. So if you go on the website, you'll be able to get more information on that. And in my fun news of the day, tomorrow I am going to be the featured poet at Circe and Second Life. I haven't done this in ages, which means I need to sort of find some poems and stories I'm going to be sharing with a group of writers at that event. So that's going to be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. SLT. So if you're on, definitely stop by. And people are always requesting to hear from my collection of Lola. Which is great. So I'm going to be doing some of that tomorrow. As always, thank you for listening in. This is going to be it for the show today. Thank you again to all the followers on social media. Special thanks to my colleagues at the Nonprofit Commons. And a major thanks to VWBPE for putting another successful event together this year and making sure that We do have a space to come together to share our knowledge, and most of all, for us to really build support for each other. So we're going to close with Trisette. As I mentioned, she has a great page, and you guys can hear all of her wonderful music. She's on Twitter. So follow me on Twitter, and you'll be able to see her as well. So here's Feel So Pretty. All right, I hope you feel this way on a Friday night.
Love Talk with Marie. Follow the show on Twitter and Pinterest.